Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Journalists, researchers, and politicians have been sounding the alarm in recent months about a new industry impacted by climate change, home insurance. In the past two episodes, we've looked into what the problem is and how different states are approaching it. Today, Juliana Marullo and Nat Hardy are here to talk about possible solutions.
Hi, Megan.
Hey there.
Can you remind me why people are so worried about climate change affecting home insurance?
Sure. Basically, climate change is making global temperatures rise, which makes disasters like hurricanes, hailstorms, and wildfires more frequent and more severe.
That's causing more damage to our homes and businesses, which means insurance companies are having to pay out more money in more parts of the country.
They're responding by raising the price of coverage and refusing to write new policies in some areas altogether.
Experts worry that if homebuyers can't get insurance, property values and property taxes could go down, leading to a financial crisis.
I hope you have some good solutions for me.
Well, don't get your hopes up. The truth is, there's no simple answer.
But there is one thing experts agree on.
There is a big gap in data, and we can only sort of come up with good solutions here if we learn exactly what the problems are.
That's Ishita Sen. She's an associate professor of finance at Harvard Business School.
A data gap? What does that mean?
Well, there's a couple parts to it. The Senate Budget Committee and the Treasury under President Biden both published big reports looking into the climate-driven home insurance crisis.
And when they requested information from states and insurance companies about policies, not everyone responded.
Even when researchers and policymakers do get this kind of data, it often isn't super specific.
It might just be broken down by zip code or county, but not to individual houses.
Ishita says we need all of the data, and specific data, to understand how different regulations and policy decisions are affecting these insurers.
Okay, that doesn't sound too hard.
Totally, but that's only part of it.
The problem is that even if you do that, you still haven't solved the underlying problem, which is that we're putting Earth's natural systems into wild spins and crashes.
That's U.S. Senator from Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse. He chaired the Senate Budget Committee that published the report on home insurance and climate change. He says,
the insurance folks are looking ahead at a very frightening future, and they're dramatically changing their behavior. And that problem doesn't go away until they have some confidence that we're going to solve the climate problem.
Dave Jones, the director of the Climate Risk Initiative at the UC Berkeley School of Law and the former insurance commissioner of California, puts it this way.
We continue to march towards an uninsurable future because we're not doing enough about the underlying driver of this, which is fossil fuels and greenhouse gas emitting industries.
Dave says it's important to note that U.S. insurance companies have invested over $500 billion in the fossil fuel industry.
So they're supporting the industry that's making their jobs a lot harder.
The Trump administration has made it very clear that it's not worried about climate change. But Dave still has hope.
States still have a lot of regulatory authority, and states are going to need to do even more if we're going to avoid a very, very bleak future that we're continuing to move steadily towards as a result of climate change.
So I guess we'll need to keep an eye on the states?
Definitely. And Senator Whitehouse says that as more Americans feel the economic impact of climate change, they might put pressure on federal policymakers.
We just aren't there yet, but it's coming. It's a race, really. Does that popular pressure happen first, or do we have the irretrievable tipping points of climate crisis that happen first? Let's hope it's the popular that happens first.
Does that make you feel any better, Megan?
Not really, but thanks, Juliana and Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.